The Lord said to Noah, "Come with all of your household into the ark, for I have seen your righteousness before me in this generation. You shall take 7 pairs of every clean animal with you, the male and his female. Of the animals that are not clean, take 2, the male and his female. Also of the birds of the sky, 7 and 7, male and female, to keep seed alive on the surface of all the earth. In 7 days I will cause it to rain on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Every living thing that I have made I will destroy from the surface of the ground." Noah did everything that the Lord commanded him. Noah was 600 years old when the flood of waters came on the earth. Noah went into the ark with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives because of the waters of the flood. Clean animals, animals that are not clean, birds, and everything that creeps on the ground went by pairs to Noah into the ark, male and female, as God commanded Noah. It happened after the 7 days that the waters of the flood came on the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the 2nd month, on the 17th day of the month, on the same day all the fountains of the great deep were burst open, and the sky's windows were opened. The rain was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the same day, Noah and Shem, Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the 3 wives of his sons with them, entered into the ark. They and every animal after its kind, all the cattle after their kind, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth after its kind, and every bird after its kind, every bird of every sort. They went to Noah into the ark by pairs of all flesh with the breath of life in them. Those who went in male and female of all flesh as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. The flood was 40 days on the earth. The waters increased and lifted up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. The waters prevailed and increased greatly on the earth, and the ark floated on the surface of the waters. The waters prevailed exceedingly on the earth. All the high mountains that were under the whole sky were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. All flesh died that moved on the earth, including birds, cattle, animals, every creeping thing that creeps on the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of the spirit of life, of all that was on the dry land, died. Every living thing was destroyed that was on the surface of the ground, including man, cattle, creeping things, and the birds of the sky. They were destroyed from the earth. Only Noah was left, and those who were with him in the ark. The waters prevailed on the earth 150 days.